Skyline High opened in 1961 and was almost immediately surrounded by conflict. Its proposed attendance zone was 1 mile wide, 10 miles long, and based entirely in the hills, which excluded students from the flatlands. This kept the school racially as well as economically homogenous, despite the fact that the city's black population nearly doubled during the previous decade. The NAACP led the fight to integrate the city's newest high school, and in 1965 they won that battle, and Skyline gradually began to allow students from all over Oakland to attend. Now, Skyline has one of the most diverse school populations in California, with about 34% Latino students, 33% African American, 20% Asian American, and nearly 10% white. Skyline is essentially an urban school in the most suburban part of the city. Mills reporters spent a semester getting to know the kids, teachers, and culture of Skyline to bring us a portrait of the school today. Most students at Skyline don't live in the neighborhood. They commute from East and West Oakland. So getting to Skyline can be complicated, as reporter Maddie Fowler found out.
About 30 buses are lined up in front of Skyline. It's 3 o'clock and the school day is over. Within minutes, more than 1,000 kids are about to get on these buses to go home. But they're not your typical yellow school buses. They're AC Transit. That's public transportation. And it's not always the smoothest ride.
It's not good. Fights, arguing, fights. Everybody's loud. It's just not good.
It'd be wretched.
No.
In the morning.
They're not always reliable.
A bus full of students can be chaotic. But besides being crowded, students say the bus is expensive. Maurice is a freshman at Skyline.
Been riding a bus since sixth grade, paying $2 every day. So I probably spent over like $1,000 or something. Gotta get home somehow. Gotta get to school somehow.
The Oakland School District can't afford to subsidize transportation, so students like Magisha have to pay for the bus out of pocket.
I spend like $10 a week on bus fare. Like $50 a month, $40, $50 a month.
He says that adds up quickly. It can cost $300 to $400 a year for bus fare. A lot of these teenagers buy a Clipper card for $20 a month, but many pay the daily fee. And if you don't have the money, Magisha says you're kind of stuck.
I probably have to call my mom, and then she'd probably have to take the bus up here because she don't have a car, and then like we have to take the bus down together.
Another student, LaRue Henderson, says it takes him about an hour to commute from East Oakland to Skyline every day.
I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Henderson takes 2 buses to get to school, and he tells me that bus drivers are strict on exact change.
Because it's $1.05 for the pay. If you don't have the 5 cents, then the bus driver doesn't let you on the bus. Like this morning, they couldn't even go on the bus because of the bus driver. They didn't have the 5 cents. They just got left there, and she said, was she really going to buckle down on it tomorrow and make sure nobody really gets on the bus without the 5 cent having the 5 cent?
Not having exact change can make students late for school.
If you are tired to any of your classes 3 times in 1 day, then you get automatic 5-day suspension.
Is this our bus?
These transportation challenges make it really difficult for students to get to school. And it's not just a problem at Skyline. This transportation issue is endemic to all of OUSD.
You know, transportation's always been at the kind of heart of civil rights movement because it's about access to opportunity.
Bob Allen is a transit justice advocate with Urban Habitat.
That's why, you know, freedom riders got on buses and crossed state lines. That's why, you know, Rosa Parks refused to go to the back of a bus because she was trained as an organizer. Transit's always about moving people to opportunity.
Allen says subsidized youth transportation is a critical civil rights issue. He believes that the youth transportation problem is a direct result of AC Transit not receiving enough government funding.
So we have a system where we're okay at building, getting the money to build things, especially shiny new things, because, you know, politicians love to go with a shovel and take a picture. But, you know, people are not very excited about bus drivers and mechanics, people clean the buses. It's hard to get funding to just say we want to run more buses.
Allen says AC Transit continuously gets the back seat in government funding. In fact, when it comes to transportation, he says low-income kids of color are ignored.
You know, I think there's also just an obvious element of racism to it, too. Some people don't want lots of low-income black and brown kids getting on the bus and going places. They have these delusions that kids are going to be running around causing problems.
But, Alan notes, San Francisco is experimenting with giving young people free transportation passes. Google is donating $7 million to the city to make that happen. And later this year, Alameda County will vote on free youth bus passes too.
It's a really good bang for the buck. You get instant results.
When I first came to California and became involved with education, I was really surprised to find that school busing is not a given.
Oakland Unified spokesperson Troy Flint moved to California from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1999. He acknowledges the bus issue was a problem for students.
So to get here and to find that so many kids were relying on public transportation was surprising to me.
But, he says, everyone who receives public funding is feeling the pinch.
So I don't see any relief coming in terms of funding that would allow for us to provide for school district busing. I think California's pretty much decided this is the way it's going to operate.
Back on the bus at Skyline, this AC Transit bus driver says she's against free youth bus passes.
They out here buying snacks, they out here smoking weed, they out here drinking, they got the latest outfit on. You can afford a bus pass.
Danielle, who didn't want to give her last name, has worked for AC Transit for 14 years and has seen similar programs implemented in the past.
Bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea?
Because they did some kind of program like that years ago where that low income got the free passes. And people, grandma had them passes and dope fiends had them passes.
As a bus driver, Danielle thinks implementing a free bus program would create more trouble than triumph. Though, she does have a soft spot for kids that can't afford the bus.
I felt bad this morning, though, because I do another route, and this little boy, he was saying he didn't have his bus pass, and I made him get off. But you could tell, it was like, you never know what went on in his household or whatever, and I felt so bad.
Whether providing free bus passes is a good idea or not, the fact remains. At least 50% of students at Skyline are living in poverty, and paying to get to school can be a burden. For students at Skyline, access to education has a cost, and it's a daily fee that requires exact change. For Cross Currents, I'm Maddie Fowler.